From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The FBI is still trying to learn why a 26-year-old Iraq War veteran opened fire in Fort Lauderdale, Florida's airport Friday. In Anchorage, Alaska, local police chief Chris Talley said his department is working with federal authorities to find out why Esteban Santiago opened fire, killing five people and wounding six.
The investigation continues, and we are working tirelessly to assist our law enforcement partners from the Broward County Sheriff's Department and the FBI.
Santiago, a former Alaska and Puerto Rico National Guardsman who served a tour of duty in Iraq, traveled to Florida from Anchorage, Alaska, by way of Minnesota. In Fort Lauderdale, he took a handgun out of his checked baggage, loaded it, and started shooting. Five people died and six others were wounded. Anchorage FBI Special Agent in Charge Marlon Ritzman said Saturday there is no indication Santiago was working with anyone else in the Anchorage area. President-elect Donald Trump posted a series of tweets calling those who oppose good ties with Russia stupid and fools on Saturday. The president-elect said having good relations with Russia was not a bad thing and that only stupid people or fools would think that it is bad. Trump added that Russia would respect the United States more when he is president than it does under Barack Obama. The posts came after a U.S. intelligence report said Russian President Vladimir Putin had made a concerted effort, including using computer hacks, fake news, and propaganda, to aid Trump's election victory. The report said Putin aspired to disrupt the U.S. election, discredit Hillary Clinton, and undermine Americans' faith in the democratic process. This is VOA News.